If you're a fan of actor Matthew McConaughey, you may have seen his movie Free State of Jones. It's about a county in Mississippi that rose up against the Confederacy during the Civil War. That's drawing a reaction of been there, done that from APR political commentator Steve Flowers. Today, Steve has the story of a like-minded Alabama county and one of its favorite sons who became a hero of the civil rights movement.
Frank M. Johnson, Jr. was the most prominent federal judge in America when it came to civil rights. And he did it while serving as a U.S. District Court judge of the Middle District of Alabama for 24 years, from 1955 through 1979. In 1956, he overturned a City of Montgomery ordinance requiring segregation on city buses. That decision gave the civil rights movement an encouraging victory. Johnson's judicial decisions brought death threats to him and his family from whites that opposed integration. He was vilified by most white Alabamians at that time and became George Wallace's favorite whipping boy. Wallace referred to him as a lying, scallywagging, carpetbagging integrationist. Frank M. Johnson, Jr. was born in October of 1918, 100 years ago in Delmore, a town in northern Alabama's Winston County. The county in which Johnson spent his youth was a Republican stronghold in an overwhelmingly Democratic state. In fact, Winston County wanted to remain neutral during the Civil War. In contrast to the rich planters of the Black Belt region in South Alabama, the folks who settled North Alabama were small farmers who migrated to the Tennessee Valley of North Alabama from North Carolina or simply moved down from the hill country of Tennessee. The land they settled was hilly and not as conducive to growing cotton. Rather than large plantations and slaves, these fiercely independent hill country farmers had 40 acres and a mule. Therefore, when the winds of division between the North and the South began to blow in the 1850s, an obvious political difference between North and South Alabamians arose. In 1860, there were only 14 slave owners in the whole county of Winston. With the election of Abraham Lincoln, the crucial decision of secession arose. Contrary to what most present-day Alabamians think, it was not an easy, unified decision that we should leave the Union. A secession convention was held in January of 1861 in Montgomery. Folks, the vote was extremely close. The delegates split 54 to 46 for secession. The Black Belters from South Alabama were for creating a confederacy of southern states to protect their slave ownership and way of life. But the hill farmers from North Alabama preferred to wait and see what their cousins from Tennessee were going to do. These North Alabamians voted against secession from the Union at that time. Shortly after this secession convention, the good citizens of Winston County met at a local establishment called Looney's Tavern. These yeoman farmers of the hills were obviously reluctant to leave the Union for the cause of the planter and his slave. Legend has it that on July 4, 1861, the good people of Winston County decided to secede from Alabama and remain in the Union. Thus, they basically ignored the Civil War the best they could, and in their minds, never left the Union, but remained independent. That's why they are known in Alabama political history and folklore as the Free State of Winston. That same sort of independent streak was later attributed to the Johnson family. Frank M. Johnson, Sr., who was Frank Johnson, the judge's father, served as one of the few Republicans in the Alabama state legislature in the first half of the 20th century. His son, Frank Jr., studied law at the University of Alabama, where he was friends with and a classmate of future Governor George Wallace. They would later clash.
Thank y'all for listening.